Aaron just talked about how the Dolphins' defensive line has hit almost every quarterback they face multiple times. What's the biggest challenge going against a team like that?
They're pretty good. We just got to try to slow them down, show them different looks, run the ball well, move the pocket a little bit if we can, things like that.
How challenging is it, Jay, last week against the Packers? They did a lot of rotations with their safeties, showing too high, dropping them down to one. What does that change for you after the snap, considering the pre-snap picture is different than what happens after you snap the ball?
It's pretty typical. Very few teams just line up anymore and just show you exactly what they're going to play. So we face that all year long. It's a challenge that we work on weekly.
Other than wins and losses, in your perspective, what is the best measure of a quarterback? Is it rating? Is it completion percentage?
You can have a high rating and lose a game. You can have a high completion percentage and lose a game. I think it's different from game to game. I'm in the meeting with Cav and Tress, I think we know whether I played well enough to win and consistent enough to do my job or not. So that's hard. It's a hard.
Is Matt involved as a receiver during your time with him? Has he changed in any way?
I think he's got more fluid. I think he's trusted his hands a little bit more. He used to be a body catcher more so. Now he's, he's like a receiver. As many balls that come his way, I think he had to learn how.
Jay, last year Aaron Comer talked about how they had to adjust to Kyle's lack of experience. Do you guys have to adjust to anything this year with Michael? Do you feel like you have to run certain things a certain way or not make things too difficult or anything?
No. Kyle's still learning too. We still got some young guys up there. I think Michael has done a great job. I'm not in with the meetings as much as Chrome and the rest of the line, but we haven't scaled anything back for him, and he's played a lot of positions. He's moved around a lot. I think training camp was really beneficial for him because he got a lot of reps. He was with the ones a lot. He's with the twos a little bit, so it's not like he just came on board and was thrown in when some of these guys got hurt. He got a lot of mental reps and a lot of practice reps, which is really valuable.
Do you have any impression of Matt Forte's conditioning? Do you ever see him, what he does with his or anything like that?
I've heard stories. I've never done anything with him outside the facility. And I know he's got a hill that he runs, and I know that he does a lot of stuff. He's got his own people, and he stays in shape. I think he understands what he's getting into year in and year out and what his body's going to be up against, and he tries to take every measure possible so he can make it.
Do you ever worry about how much you guys rely on him, or has he sort of established the standard at this point that you guys can continue going to him all the time?
There's always a chance. Knock on wood, there's always a chance with everybody out there. You hope that day doesn't come. But if it does, we've got other guys that have to step in and fill that role. It's the way the offense is going. It's not like we're just dialing stuff up for Matt. Things are just kind of falling that way. I don't anticipate it to stay like that. It kind of goes in waves, but you never know. Matt might get 13 again or 10 again this week. We'll see.
How much stock do you put in the idea of straight up multiple games? Like, can you pick up the rhythm from last week, or is it just a new game, new week, new defense?
It is a new – I think it's both. I think it's a new week. It's a new defense. It's a new game plan. It's a whole different a set of things and rules that we have to learn and hurdles we've got to cross. But the momentum carries over. That sense of winning carries over. Just like anything else, you get into it, it can be contagious. So we've got to keep our feet on the ground as well. So there's challenges and there's things that we want to keep with the winning as well.
Getting back to Matt for a second, is he underappreciated across the league? Do you think he's not considered one of the elite backs, but he's right up there with the numbers?
I wouldn't trade him from anybody. Numbers wise, I don't know where he's at. I don't follow that as closely. I just know that every single day he comes to work, he does the right thing on and off the field, and he's the most consistent guy we got out there. You know, he's durable. He knows exactly what he has to do, and he's in the right place every time. So people are starting to catch up to how good and how great he is.
Jay, I know a loss is a loss, but the home loss is great.
You don't want to lose at home. You know, you want to be tough to beat at home, because winning on the road, it's even harder. We've seemed to somehow reverse that trend, though, here, and we've got to find out a way to start fast at home for these noon games. We've got to get out there, and we've got to everyone's just got to do their job.
Does it work the same with Martellus as it does with the wide receivers in terms of keeping them active and kind of keeping them in a rhythm with passes?
Yeah, I mean, I think Chess does a good job of, when he games plan, making sure that we've got everyone targeted and making sure we're getting everyone the ball. But once the game happens, you know, you can't say, hey, I'm going to try to get the ball to 83 here. I'm going to try to get the ball to 17. Or, you know, we got to get Matt a catch, because every time you do that, it never works out. Never. You know, that guy's going to get covered, or you're going to get a coverage that you weren't expecting. So, you know, as a play caller, you just have to call the game, and however it unfolds, it unfolds. You know, we've got plays up for everybody, and we're trying to get everyone involved. We'll just, you know, see how it goes in the game.
So that's really a misconception that you're looking for someone to kind of get them into a group or whatever, is it?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Whoever's open or whoever they give me, that's who's getting the ball.
Jay, how does the experience on their back end show up in the way they play?
I think they understand what they have in their front. They know that they're going to get pressure. They know that you know, the quarterback can't sit back there forever. So they understand that. They break on routes. They sit on stuff. You know, they read concepts really well. They pass things off. You know, and they're tough guys. You know, they're guys that have played a lot of football. And anytime you go against veterans, you just got to be a little bit more weary of things, because you know, they know more than some of these young guys do.
Jay, when you're preparing during the week for a team with as much quickness as they have in the defensive line, is there an adjustment period over the week and the clock in your head as far as how quickly they get into the backfield, or is that an adjustment you have to make once you get out there and kind of get
Well, every game's different. I think once you get in the game, you get a sense of how much time you're going to have, and you know, when the ball has got to go, where kind of some of the soft spots are in the defense. But we try to take care of some of that stuff with the way we call plays and the route concepts we have. And if we've got to call some stuff to get the ball out a little bit quicker, then we'll do that.
When Marquise does come back here in a couple of weeks of games, is there some stuff you can do with him that you haven't been able to do this year?
No, I don't know. I don't know how we're gonna treat him. Getting back into it. He's been off for a long time. So getting back into football is going to take a little bit of time with him. But we're excited. I'm still excited about him. I know everyone else in the building is still excited about him. You know, you have to think back a long time to training camp and kind of the stuff that he was doing out there, and gives us another option, which will be good. You know, put him on the backside, and you know, you've got a real threat back there.
Jay, I've got a two-part question. Looking in Jersey, the fans, is your toughness and the fact that you've taken some hellacious hits, you jump right back up again. Where did the toughness begin? Was that back in junior high? And then
I think it's just stupidity at this point.
Where did it begin? And does it have an effect on the other team when you're able just to jump right up without coming out of the, you know, game for a couple of seasons?
Yeah. You know, I know how much how important it is to the rest of the guys in the huddle. You know, I don't want to let them down. You know, I don't want to let the coaches down. So I think a lot of that is driven by that fact. I don't want to miss any plays, because I know that at the end of the day, those guys in front of me and the guys on the outside, they do the same thing for me.
Where is it again?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I played a lot of football, so and haven't missed that much comparatively, so just always been like that.
Jay, back to Matt for a second. What's his role like in the locker room off the field?
40
Forte, is he quiet? Does he stay to himself? Is he...
Sometimes he's quiet. Sometimes he's, the leader of all the jokes. Matt is, kind of the chameleon in there. He can do a little bit of everything. He can mix in with any group, any setting. He's a very funny guy. I think that's why he gets along with so many people in so many different groups in there. He's a guy that at the end of the day, you can kind of throw him into anything, and he'll figure out a way.
Do you wish it was worse, the rib shot in San Francisco or the one after the whistle against Atlanta?
San Francisco, by far. It wasn't even, not even close. That one, I felt like I was about to die.
Did you have to wear rib stuff after that?
I mean, I always, just the same stuff I always wear, yeah. I didn't change.
Jay, the thing you took in Atlanta last week, there was a moment where you kind of shook out the cobwebs. Is there something kind of internal with you that says, maybe I did get hurt on this play, I've got to come out, or are you just going to tough through pretty much anything you can?
I felt fine. I was aware of what happened, aware of what the play was just called. Tress was in my ear talking to me, so I felt good. I mean, there was never really an instance where I was like, hey, I gotta come out here.
Does your wife ever say anything about the hits you take?
I mean, she's not crazy about it by any means. I don't think probably anybody's wife in the locker room is crazy about the hits or the profession that we're in, but she knows well enough that it's not going to change anytime soon.
Couple more, anything else?
Made more plays with your legs this year. Coach Cromer said you've done a good job getting on the pocket when you need to. Does your mentality change in any way?
I think we're just doing a really good job of recognizing coverages and two-man. And the line does a great job of protecting me and opening up lanes, passing lanes, which turn into running lanes. I think we're just a little more cognitive of what coverages we're getting on certain down and distances. And third down has been a big one where we've caught a little bit two-man here and there and gave me some opportunities to run.